Ninth, we must strengthen our Atlantic and Pacific partnership, maintain our alliances, and make the United Nations a more effective instrument for national independence and international order. Tenth, and finally, we must develop with our allies new means of bridging the gap between the East and the West, facing danger boldly wherever danger exists, but being equally bold in our search for new agreements which can enlarge the hopes of all while violating the interests of none. In short, I would say to the Congress that we must be constantly prepared for the worst and constantly acting for the best. We must be strong enough to win any war, and we must be wise enough to prevent one. We shall neither act as aggressors nor tolerate acts of aggression. We intend to bury no one, and we do not intend to be buried. We can fight, if we must, as we have fought before, but we pray that we will never have to fight again. My good friends and my fellow Americans, in these last 7 sorrowful weeks, we have learned anew that nothing is so enduring as fate, and nothing is so degrading as hate. John Kennedy was a victim of hate, but he was also a great builder of faith. Faith in our fellow Americans, whatever their creed or their color or their station in life. Faith in the future of man, whatever his divisions and differences. This faith was echoed in all parts of the world. On every continent and in every land to which Ms. Johnson and I traveled, we found faith and hope and love toward this land of America and toward our people. So I ask you now, in the Congress and in the country, to join with me in expressing and fulfilling that faith, in working for a nation